Syria has accused Israel of violating its airspace and carrying out an airstrike on the Arab country. The Syrian army said the Israeli airstrike at dawn on Wednesday hit a scientific research center near Damascus. Two people working at the center were killed in the Israeli attack. Two Patriot missile systems have arrived in southern Turkey from the U.S. The Patriot missiles will be deployed close to the Syrian border. Germany and the Netherlands have already stationed two Patriot batteries in Turkey. Syria, along with Iran and Russia, has condemned the move as provocative. The UN has said it is seriously concerned about the rise in the number of Palestinian casualties inflicted by Israeli forces. The regime's soldiers have killed eight Palestinian civilians in the West Bank since mid-November. Israeli forces frequently raid homes in the occupied territory and kidnap residents. Bahraini forces have attacked anti-regime demonstrators in a village west of the capital, Manama. Protesters in Aldeh village were mourning the death of an 8-year-old child who was the latest victim of the Bahraini regime's heavy-handed crackdown. Qasim Habib Jafar died after inhaling toxic gas fired by regime forces. Egypt's opposition politician Mohamed El-Baradei has called for an urgent meeting with political groups and President Mohamed Morsi. El-Baradei said discussions would pave the way for a dialogue to end the wave of violence as two more people were killed in fresh clashes in Cairo. A young girl who performed at U.S. President Barack Obama's inauguration last week has been shot dead. 15-year-old Hadia Pendleton was shot in Chicago when a gunman opened fire on a group of children in a park. A teenage boy was also injured. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has said the country is ready to take part in improving the political situation in the region. Ahmadinejad told the visiting Omani foreign minister that current developments in the Middle East only serve the interests of the enemies of humanity. Twin blasts have killed two people and have injured several others, including three policemen in Pakistan's financial hub, Karachi. The motive behind the attacks is still unknown. The city is routinely the scene of terrorist attacks. Last year, about 2,000 people were killed there in violence linked to ethnic and political tensions.